Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, Bass Conservation Director Gene Gilliland on an interesting development on the Coosa River chain in Alabama, and Drew Benton, one of the reps with the Elite Angler Board of Professionals, will join us with his thoughts on the new and improved payouts for the upcoming season. But in the leadoff role, the last of the new crop of elites, Cody Meyer, who can't hardly be called a rookie, he'll join us in a moment. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix Mono, Fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala. And start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20. money only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Getting things started today. As we said, meet the elites. This is the most elusive guy in the meet the elites. We've talked to all the other guys, and we had to hunt like crazy to find Cody Meyer. And this isn't a guy, you know, that just kind of showed up. I mean, this is a dude that's won over $1.5 million with FLW and an MLF and decided it was time to come to Bass, and he almost won the EQ's AOY. He's that good, and he joins us now. The final guy that we get to meet of the nine new elites, he joins us now in the VMC hook. Cody, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I really appreciate you guys having me on, and sorry it took so long. I live up in the mountains, Idaho, and no excuse, but been out of service on the river, duck hunting, fishing, doing it all.
Yeah, no, that's great. That is the fall, and we figured it would be the holidays by the time we could actually nail you down, so we're glad that we were able to do that now. And so let's talk about this. First, the motivation to come over, because, you know, you were making a lot of money over there, and you make this decision, you know, you're just 40 years old or so, and you decide that this is the time to come over to the elites, and you make it. But give us the background on that.
Yeah, you know, what a you know, this time last year, man, I'll tell you, I've done this for a long time, and this time last year I had butterflies in my stomach. I was really nervous, really scared, huge decision to make, like you said. And really for me, it came down to, I fished, you know, well over 10 years. It was FLW on the FLW tour. And, you know, growing up out here on the West Coast, California, you know, fished a few Bassmaster events as a co-angler. But I've always thought of Bassmaster as the pinnacle of the sport. Mm-hmm. And so all those years with FLW, of course, it moved to Major League Fishing. And I did the Bass Pro Tour for 5 years. And, you know, I fished Forestwood Cups, I fished Red Crest, BPT, FLW Tour, and I've never fished the Bassmaster Elite Series. And more importantly, I feel like I've never fished Bassmaster Classic.
I was going to say, none of that stuff's going to get you in the Classic. So.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, growing up, I mean, I can, you know, 41, I remember the music Bassmaster had with, you know, Bob Cobb on there and Ray Scott. And, you know, it's always been Bassmaster in my mind as the top. And, you know, I'm a very loyal guy. I was just really comfortable throughout my career, and you know, just really appreciate, you know, all the guys I've I've been with and the, you know, with working with and the path that I've chosen. But yeah, it was a scary decision. I one day told my wife, I'm like, I really kind of think I want to do this. There's no guarantees though, I will ever make it back to a high level, you know, in professional bass fishing. So I think that was the scary thing and definitely gave it 100% this year. And, just really glad of the outcome and excited to start this new chapter.
You know, what's funny is that like 20 years ago when you're like 21, 22 years old, you went to Shasta Lake and won an open, just won the tournament. And you must have been thinking, you know, 21-year-old Cody Meyer must have been thinking, oh, this is easy. I'm going to just do this. I make some money doing this my whole life. And, you know, talk about the difference between 21-year-old Cody Meyer and 41-year-old Cody Meyer.
Well, definitely a lot wiser, I'll say that. You know, if I could have looked back and told myself back, you know, back then, it's I would have had a different path for sure. But I would have started by saying, living in California and fishing for a living, you're a full-time trucker and a part-time bass angler, because there is a lot of driving. But it was kind of the same thing. And back then it was FLW Everstart, the first one ever fish. I got second. I thought, man, I'm gonna win all these. It's gonna be super easy. And it just gets harder and harder. And I'll tell you what, now, you know, with the younger generation coming up, high school, college, I mean, fishing, the anglers are better now than they've ever been. So it's insane. It's really cool in the 20 years to see how the sport's really grown. But when I was 21, when I was, you know, that age, I mean, it didn't take a whole heck of a lot to compete in some of these local events, you know. Now on national stuff, it did, of course, but you know, now shoot, I go home and it's like, you got to put in your full, you know, practice schedule, all the time you got just to try to hang with these young guys. But, man, I it's been a heck of a journey. I'll tell you what, the whole time, I've been doing this, you know, it's wild. The stories, the people you meet, the experiences, I wouldn't trade it for anything. And, you know, deep down inside, I feel like I wish I would have made the jump sooner, but I don't regret it, you know, because it's, you know, just some of the families and people I've met throughout the process, and looking forward to, you know, ending my career here, hopefully. You know, love to fish for another at least 20 years and see how it goes.
You know, last year we kind of busted Ben Milliken's chops, because when he made it, the field of rookies that were coming in with him, he was like 33, 34, and they were all like between 20, you know, even younger, you know, with Trey McKinney, 18 years old, you know, he was like Uncle Ben, you know, he was 10 years older than the next youngest guy. You talk about the young sticks, you're going to have another young class coming in. Now, you won't be a rookie, by the way, so people don't understand. Cody Meyer's just made too much damn money to be a rookie on the Elite Series next year, so he's not eligible for Rookie of the Year. But you are a new elite. You come in with these other guys. But I know I fished, you know, 3 or 4 opens a year myself, and I know how guys were reacting to you. You were like the 900-pound gorilla out there. It's like, yeah, they're all competing against each other like they had in college and everything else. But, oh, there's Cody Meyer, who's done some serious damage in his career, you know, over the years. But these guys are hammers. I mean, you fished the entire 9-tournament EQ deal and made a check in every single tournament except for one, and you just missed the check in that one. That's hard to do. That's 45 checks out of like 200 guys every week. That was really impressive. And after that one bomb, I mean, at Lake St. Clair, where you finished 52nd, I guess that's a bomb out of a 200 boat thing. You came out and finished fourth, fifth, fifth, you know, down the stretch. But that's impressive in this field.
Thank you. Yes, man, I agree. I mean, I'm not one to ever brag, but I'll tell you what, the younger generation, like I said, they're incredible. And then, you know, you throw in all the elements of all these guys. I mean, a lot of these fields were 225, you know, 215. I mean, so 200 boats, you kind of go back to the drawing board. Especially, I just came out of the Bass Pro Tour, where there's no more than 40 guys a day on the water.
Right.
So everything's open. You can fish, you know, the most obvious points, bridge, marinas, whatever you want to fish. And with 200 boats out there, I mean, you got to kind of reinvent yourself and go back to, hey, you know, what can I do that's different that kind of separates myself? And I really enjoyed that part, you know, because this whole year, first, you know, Okeechobee we started, and I fished, you know, obvious community holes and stuff like that. And I learned real quick after that, hey, we gotta take a different path. We just gotta, you know, go fish, and with this much pressure, they're gonna move around, and that made it really challenging. And you know, 5 days of practice is another thing. So by the time the tournament started, there was everything on the lake had been fished. So that was cool. I got to say, it was funny. Years ago, we were, I don't remember the year, but we were up in Grand Rapids. I was doing a MLF Cup event, and I've always treated people great, like I want to be treated. And I saw this young kid, and I went and talked to him, and I think I signed something for him. And it turns out that was Easton
Fothergill. Yeah, I knew that story.
Yeah, yeah. And he came up, and I think it was the last event. His father came up and said, Cody, you know, just a heck of a year. And thanks for, you know, really pushing my son and great family. And he said that. And I'm like, unbelievable. I said, how old were you? He goes, I think I was in the eighth grade. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel old.
Cody Meyer has been our guest. Cody, we appreciate you so much. I know you're going to do great on the elites. Top three of every event comes on Bassmaster Radio. So, you know, hopefully we'll be talking again here when things get going. But we wish you the best of luck in this upcoming season. And we appreciate you taking a few minutes for us. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, guys. And thanks for having me on. And hopefully we talk again a bunch next year.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Cody Meyer. I thought he was dodging me. I'm thinking, oh, this guy doesn't want to come on the air. What a great guy. And he's going to do fantastic. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Drew Benton is coming up next. He's like a union rep now. I'll explain. We'll do that right after this. Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And speaking of Phoenix Boats, we're going to talk to a guy right now that is won twice on the Elite Tour. He has won well over $1 million on the Elite Tour and with Bass. He was the 2016 Elite Series Rookie of the Year as well. He's qualified for his 8th Bassmaster Classic, and now he's a union rep. All right, so not really a union rep, but he's kind of a union rep. He's one of the guys on the committee that helped advance things on the pay scale that we talked about last week with John Cruz. And he, of course, is Drew Benton, and he joins us down at VMC Hook. Drew, welcome back. How are you, man?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I am great. I imagine you're getting to the point where you just want to go fishing, right? I mean, you sit there, and I talked with John last week about how it's herding cats, you know, getting all the anglers together, 100 different businessmen basically getting together to come up with an idea. You guys did a tremendous job on one aspect, obviously, with the payout, and we're able to get that improved. But there are other issues that guys would like to see get worked on, and you got your little group of guys as well, and so it kind of takes a little bit to build a consensus, right?
Yeah, it really does, and you know, all things considered, we're moving in a positive direction with the sport. One thing you probably don't know about me is I was actually a member of a real union when I was a longshoreman before. I hit the tournament trail, and my dad was formerly the president of that union for a number of years. So I'm aware of how, you know, negotiations work and, you know, collective bargaining agreements work. And that's kind of what us as anglers are hoping for with this venture, is to, you know, find some common ground and some ways that we can work with Bass and, you know, nobody get railroaded by anybody, and just kind of just all pull the rope in the same direction with good ideas and make things better for, you know, the now and the future of the sport. And if we can all get on the same page and do that, you know, the sport's very bright. So that's, you know, that's our plan moving forward.
Well, as your dad may have told you, and as you may understand, if everybody in negotiations like this, and my father was a contractor for years and years, and a union contractor and dealt with unions. If everybody is upset at the end of the negotiation, then that means something was done right, because it's very hard to get, you know, everybody to necessarily be happy. But this situation is unique in as much as you guys really are independent contractors. So, you know, it's not like you're employees, you're all independent contractors. So you all have a little bit different idea on what needs to be done. But I think you're right. I think the biggest thing is that if you get proper communication with Bass, you know, you can get the things done that kind of make sense, to make the tweaks that make sense, and you know, make it the best tour possible, you know.
Right. And to be honest, a lot of the guys, we all have our differences, but we align on a certain group of core, you know, values or ideas. And for the most part, we can, you know, come to a general consensus of what we want. And you know, as far as running the business side of things, you know, Bass has a business to run, and you know, we're not asking to make any decisions that affect that, you know,
right,
you know, in particular, but matters that affect us, rules, you know, the way tournaments are run, payout structure, you know, simple stuff that makes our lives easier and are better in the future. It's just beneficial and advantageous to work together on.
And some of it is common sense stuff, I would think. You know, you guys spend an incredible amount of time on the water, so you kind of get it. But some of it is common sense, and some of it is muddled by things like, you know, forward-facing sonar has been a hot-button ticket, and the funny thing is about it is it's like sight fishing everywhere. You know what I mean? And you know, you're a great sight fisherman, and you know, we always thought of sight fishing being 3 feet of water, and you can look down in there, see a fish on a bed. But you know, with forward-facing sonar, it's almost like you're sight fishing all the time when you're utilizing that tool. And that's kind of can be a sticky wicket, because you got a scenario where you're quote-unquote sight fishing for a fish because you know that there's a bed in there that you might not be able to see with your eyeballs because of the fact that it might be stirred up a little bit or whatever, or it's a murky water. You see it on forward-facing. You know there's a bed. You know there's a fish. Okay, you're sight fishing, right? I mean, so things like that are some of the areas that can be difficult to identify.
Yeah, there's a bunch of sticky areas when it comes to that. And that's kind of what we're trying to assist them with. Because, you know, a lot of our tournament directors and people in the tournament department, they're experts in that field and running tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't actually fished the event. And yeah. They're getting a different perspective when they talk to us about it. And we're giving them, you know, what we're seeing and what, you know, what's actually happening on the water. And that's where, you know, it makes this whole process work a whole lot better. And, in particular, you know, with the advancements in technology and the way that we're having to kind of learn as we go and make adjustments on the fly, they're able to bounce stuff off of us and see, you know, what we're actually seeing in the events and, you know, because we're actually using it and fighting a good fight. So it's a good relationship to be had. And like I said, it's going to be beneficial for both sides moving forward.
Hey, that baby's very excited. Phoenix Pro Drew Benton with us here. By the way, what platform are you running this year for Phoenix?
I'm running the new 721 ZXR.
Oh, nice.
It's the same hull as I really love the 721 hull. You cannot go wrong with it. It's and still is their flagship boat, in my opinion. It's their first hull they ever come out with in that 721. It rides really good. It's fast. It's got, you know, the best of everything with a new top cap. You know, you've got one single storage there in the middle of the boat for all your tackle. You don't have to split two boxes. You've got a little bit smaller rub rail width up front, so it makes the deck feel a little bit wider.
Yep.
You've got the up front where your grass mount. It's not the vinyl plastic shroud. It's actually a fiberglass, you know, hard shroud up there. And to me, the whole top cap is like a boxy muscle car vibe feel. It's not as rounded off. It's got good edges, and it's just a pretty boat. I actually picked it up a couple of weeks ago. I dropped it off at my buddy Trent at Sonar Pros to be rigged. So I haven't even got to put it on the water and get a feel for it and see how it rides and everything. I'm sure it's going to ride great, but excited to get it back and get it on the water.
Yeah, I've moved from a PHX to the ZXL, and it's still sitting in the barn. Mine hasn't hit the water yet either, and except for when they shook it down, you know, and it's still sitting in the barn. I'm waiting for the wrap design to come in and then get it over to the wrap shop, and luckily it's been rotten weather anyway here in the Mid-South, and so I don't feel like I'm missing too much out there. I think one of the cool things about it too is the way that front shroud, you know, where the electronics stack is like centered, and it just feels bigger up there because I never really realized how it was offset, you know, on the PHX, and now it's kind of centered. And, you know, the biggest thing I'm having to try to figure out how I'm going to use that center compartment, you know, obviously with the tackle boxes and all that kind of stuff, but it goes way up underneath there. And I'm like, I don't know what I can reach up underneath this. I don't know. I might put the jackets up under there or put stuff that I don't access as much, you know, up under there and give it a little bit of nose weight. But it is I can't wait. I have not run that platform before, that 721 hull before, and I was running the PHX, it's going to be interesting to see if there's any difference at all. I don't think there's a major difference in the hull design actually of those two underneath.
No, you're still going to have the great ride, but I think you're going to pick up a little bit more speed and get that you know that little bit of a racy feel back to your boat driving experience. That's one thing I have really loved about the 721. I've rode in, you know, all the models when we do events and, you know, like the company picnic I was in, you know, the 21XE and some of their bigger models. And I always come back to that little race car, that 721. That's just what I love. And, you know, I think you'll definitely come to like it. One thing I did notice, just by standing on the bow, it seems like you have a lot bigger space the way they center those graphs. Your bow step area is bigger, you know, getting in and out of the boat, you know, launching. So there's definitely going to be some positive takeaways.
Yeah, they tried to tell me. They kept saying, I kept saying, this bow is bigger, even in the bar I'm walking around. I'm like, this is bigger up here. Some reason this feels bigger up here. And they're like, well, no, not really. I mean, it's really the same. No, it's bigger. I'm telling you. And I'm sure it will fish bigger. That's for sure. Drew Benton, our guest here. All right, in our last minute here, how did they decide who your group of anglers was going to be? Because I know there's like a veteran guy, and there's this guy, and there's that guy. But what is the group that falls under Drew Benton's leadership?
So it's kind of not necessarily by age, but by your career status, your time mm-hmm. in. I've got like the Johnson brothers, guys that, you know, are around the same amount of time in the Elite Series as me. Drew Cook, mm-hmm. let's see, Watley, Seth Fighter, you know, guys like that, Carl mm-hmm. Jochimson. And basically, we were divided up into five groups. Your group nominated a group leader, a representative, and they voted on it. And then we voted on a president. And, you know, going forward, that's kind of what we're going to do. I believe in the future, we would like to have a president that's not an angler that actually fills that role, whether it be a past Elite Series angler that's retired. Mm-hmm. Or whatever the case may be, and really kind of operate, just like you said, like a union, have dues that cover expenses that we have any kind of legal documents that need to be drafted or
right.
Any kind of travel expenses for the reps or whatever the case may be. It will actually be operated like a union in a way. There'll be a lot of similarities there. But it's not as much of us trying to strong arm bass or, you know, have a hostile takeover or strike or anything like that. It's to all work together and make the sport, you know, better for us and in the future. And, you know, that's just the way business is done.
Yeah. Well, it makes perfect sense. And so there you go. Drew Benton, excellent guy to have in that role. All right, we're going to break in here. When we come back, Gene Gilliland will join us. We're talking conservation next right here on Phoenix Sports Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching
so
more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history. And after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Hey, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised in the open, a chance now to talk to Gene Gilliland. I have such respect for him. Of course, he is a conservation director for bass and has been for a number of years. He's dedicated his life to these issues. And in Alabama, there is something that is brewing where the Alabama Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries Division has recommended, after a three-year study out of Auburn University, has recommended going to a slot limit on the Coosa River reservoirs, which is Weiss, Neely Henry, Logan Martin, Lay Lake, Mitchell Lake, and Jordan Lake, and that this would be a way to help out the overall fishery. And they talked about mortality rates and things like that that came out of this study. And so who better to talk to than Gene Gilliland about it and get his thoughts on what we can do better to take care of our fish. Gene, welcome in. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. Thank you for having me on.
So let's talk about this a little bit. This is something that's been ongoing. When the rest of us saw this come out a month or so ago, we were a little bit surprised by it. But you have been aware of this and the study and so on for a while now, right?
Yeah, this study was started 3 or 4 years ago when the Alabama fisheries folks contracted with Auburn University to study the fishery, particularly at Neely Henry Lake, because they had been getting a lot of complaints about the decline in the quality of the fishing there and the impact that all the bass tournaments were having, because they have lots and lots and lots of bass tournaments on that lake. Mm-hmm. And so after the study was completed, then the Alabama fisheries folks took all that data and did some modeling and some computer work to try to figure out, okay, from a biological perspective, what makes the most sense in trying to help recover the quality of the fishing in these lakes. And that's where they landed on this 14 to 20 inch slot length limit, where fish between 14 and 20 inches would have to be released for all black bass.
Right. And we have to be clear too when we're talking about tournaments. I mean, there's a lot of folks listen to this, you know, they think about there's, you know, 9 elite tournaments and a Bassmaster Classic. There's 8 open tournaments, and then there's the EQ deal that's going to be coming up. That's just a minute slice of what is out there tournament-wise. In most cases here, in those, you know, there's a great deal of money that is spent to take care of those fish. There's release boats. There's all types of things there. But we're talking about tournaments that are happening all over the country, not just in Alabama, that are happening on a daily basis. Sometimes you go to a ramp on a Saturday and there'll be 4 or 5 tournaments running out of the same ramp. And then you add in high school to college and everything else. So it's tournament fishing in and of itself has exploded way outside of, you know, top level professional bass tournaments.
Yeah, I think most states where bass fishing is really a big deal have seen an increase in the number of events. It's kind of questionable whether or not it's a whole lot more anglers, or are they just fishing more tournaments? But mm-hmm. But you're right. You take some of these lakes on the Coosa where there's a tournament pretty much every night of the week, some little jackpot tournament in the evenings, and then there's trails that fish on the weekend. And like you said, the high school tournaments, which have gotten much bigger, that may have 100, 200, 250 boats in some cases. The catch here with these Coosa River lakes is they're pretty small. Mm-hmm. You put that same 200 boats on Gunnersville or Pickwick, it's a whole different answer to what's going on there compared to a 10 or 12,000 acre reservoir. Mm-hmm. And so the fishing pressure, if you want to look at like number of boats per acre, is substantially higher. And that's what kind of has led into some of the problems. And from the tournament standpoint, what do we do about it now to try to help improve the fishery on those lakes.
Now, the term slot limit isn't something that's new. We've seen this before. We've seen it in saltwater fisheries as well, backwater fisheries, redfish, things like that. We've also seen it in Texas and in multiple lakes, and of course, most notably Lake Fork. You know, we talk about the giant fish that are there, and a lot of that has to do with a slot limit that they have in place. Is there a thought that if this happens on the Coosa River, if they go ahead and do this, that, this is going to happen, this is going to spread like crazy all over, especially the southeast where it's, where heat is an issue in the summertime? Is there something that this will happen on the Tennessee River, this will happen in the Carolinas, this will happen in Georgia, and so on?
I think lakes and river systems are all going to be different in how they respond and what's needed to maintain or improve the fisheries on those bodies of water. Each state agency that monitors those things is going to have to decide, what type of management scheme is really going to be the best to help recover the fishery. You know, the thing that we looked at with this situation on the Coosa with Alabama Fisheries is their charge is to try to maintain or improve the quality of the fishing for the fishing public in Alabama. And so the solution that they came up with, this slot length limit, is what they felt was going to be the best thing that would meet those goals of improving the fishery over the course of a few years. What that doesn't take into account are what I would call the social and the economic impacts. When you make a change like this, it doesn't just affect the bass tournament angler or the tournament director. It affects the communities that are wanting tournaments to come to their lake because of the economic impact. It doesn't take into account the people that don't want tournaments to come to their lake because they think there's too many of them to begin with. So this was really a biological decision. And what we've tried to impress on the Alabama Fisheries folks is that between now and March, when their Conservation Advisory Board meets to discuss this, is perhaps we need to have some sort of stakeholder meetings that can get all of the players to the table. And let's see if there are possibly some other options or maybe some combinations of things that we can look at. Things that have been thrown out are things like a permitting system that would limit the number of tournaments, maybe changing bag limits so that tournaments, instead of 5 fish, you go to 3 fish. Maybe that's only during certain months of the year, because we know that the mortality issues are greatest in the heat of the summer. So there's a lot of different ways to look at this, and that's what we're hoping for sometime coming up, maybe early on in the year before that March board meeting,
right,
to be able to talk about, okay, let's give and take. Let's see what we can come up with. Maybe there is a compromise solution that allows tournaments to still do what they do, but still protects or enhances that resource and tries to build the quality of the fishing back. So that's kind of what we want to do, is get everybody to the table.
Gene Gilliland with us here, Director of Conservation for Bass, talking about the recommendations that have come out of Alabama Wildlife. And so as we read their report, as lovers of the sport, the thing that really alarmed a lot of fishermen is this 45% of bass weighed in during tournaments suffer pre or post release mortality, and as high as 80% maybe during hot weather. And in a lot of smaller tournaments where you release the fish at the ramp or at the end of the dock, you know, we just see them go back in the lake and they swim away, and we think that they're good and they'll be fine to be caught again another day. But that's not the case. And the question was, is that, you know, what's the methodology? How do you figure out who lived and who died? And just talk about that a little bit here in our last few minutes as to how they determine whether or not a fish survived or didn't survive, you know, 2, 3, 5 days after the tournament.
Yeah, that, and I'll say right up front that the science that they used is good science. Mm-hmm. It's not voodoo, you know, magic numbers. They didn't just make these things up. A lot of tournament mortality studies that have been done over the years, I did a series of them back in the 90s here in Oklahoma, and we had very similar numbers. It's very much related to heat, to water temperature. It's worse in the summer than it is in the cooler months. But by tagging fish and by doing repeated sampling, whether it's with tagged fish or with fish held in some kind of enclosures, with some control fish that have not been held in a tournament, so you have a comparison of fish that have gone through the tournament versus ones that haven't. There's a number of different techniques there that they've used to come up with these mortality numbers. They're not unexpected, and especially when you consider how many events are going on, and the fact that especially with smaller events, like you said, they may not have the equipment, the weigh-in facilities, the release boats, the tanks, the tubs, all those things that people see at one of our bigger events. Mm-hmm. Those may be part of the problem. I think it's as much as anything, it's an education issue, because anglers don't understand. Like you said, you turn a fish loose after a tournament and it swims away, the anglers assume that fish is going to survive, and it may not, depending on how it was cared for in the live well. If people didn't do some of the things they really need to do to maintain oxygen and temperature, those fish may die 2 or 3 days later, and we don't see that, so we assume that we're doing everything right.
Yeah.
So that's where these numbers kind of come from, and that's why I think a big component of this needs to be education of the anglers and trying to make sure they understand their role in taking care of the fish. It's not all what the tournament director does at the weigh-in. A lot of it has to happen in the live well, and the anglers have to be more conscientious about taking care of their fish. And on our Bassmaster website, you can search for a thing called Keeping Bass Alive. Mm. That is a complete set of instructions on what anglers need to be doing so that they can maximize the survival of fish that are being released.
Yeah, Gene co-authored that along with Hal Schramm, and I have it pulled up right now as I speak, and this is something that was done a few years ago, but it is still absolutely spot on. I would recommend people printing it out. I would also recommend maybe at Bassmaster.com that periodically a link to that is put right up there on the front page, especially early in each year before the tournament season starts, and folks can go ahead and save it to their phone or put it, print it out, read it over and over again, because the things that are in here that it talks about and how to take care of fish, from culling to everything else, your live wells, keeping your live wells healthy and so on, is spot on. And that's what we need to do, is to follow these directives. Gene Gilliland has been our guest. Gene, I appreciate you so much, man. You're so good on this stuff. I know that you're on the case, and that's good for all the folks in the Bass Angler Sportsman Society that we've got you monitoring it. And I look forward to seeing you out there. If I don't see you before the Classic, I'll certainly see you in Fort Worth.
Well, thank you, Tom. And when this situation kind of comes to some resolution, maybe we'll get back on and
absolutely
talk about where we go from here.
Absolutely. Gene Gilliland. All right, man. We'll get a break in here, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. Hopefully that was very educational for you. I'm Tom Abraham. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases, so you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. And for December only, with your purchase of Omnia Pro, you receive a $50 gift card to give or to keep. We won't tell. Now, for many in the sports world, the term union is a bad word. For others, it represents an opportunity for management and players to work together for the common good of a sport. Now, the Elite Angler Board of Professionals is not a union per se, but they'd like to present a unified voice to the governing body in an effort to grow the sport. The reality is bass is more like NASCAR or the PGA Tour, and its pros are all individual businesses, not employees of a particular team.
Having said that, unlike past efforts by the PAA or the breakaway of 2018, both sides here seem bent on making professional fishing the best it can be. Bass has a business model that works, and the fisherman knows what works best on the water and what's the fairest way for competition. With mutual respect, great things are on the horizon. And that's my last cast. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.